Let's start the show.
Fuck this. You got insurance. I don't know if you're wondering where the black men are at, but here I am.
Here I am.
So much of a lamp now, isn't it?
Right.
Welcome to another episode of Once Upon a B&B. I'm your host, Ian. I am solo brolo today because Maha is in Egypt. But we have two great guests, another couple. We just had our first couple the last time recorded with Maha. Darrell and Disney, hey, how are you?
What's going on?
I'm good.
All right, so y'all?
She's good, I'm good.
Okay, I didn't see your ring here. Okay, y'all aren't married, but y'all are together, and you guys, what, both relationship and business?
Yeah.
Tell me about a little bit about that.
We're technically not even together.
Oh, did I make an assumption? I'm sorry.
You did. It happens so often.
Good. Okay,
so we used to be together.
And y'all are still able to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still take the trips.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, I don't mean to pry, but when did y'all break up?
I'm here with her.
I can't even think. When was 2020?
Yeah.
2021.
Not to admit that there was a past before my fiance, but I was in an off and on again situation for a long time. Is right. That what this is? You seem to be pretty civil though. That's
yeah.
We're good.
We got past friends. All that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Partners all right. Another thing. So
yeah.
All right. So. You're a partner. You have Airbnbs together, obviously. That's what brought you on the podcast. What other types of things y'all are partners in?
The business that she started. It's a real estate coffee house. And the first location is in Minneapolis, right across the street from George Floyd.
So what do you mean by a real estate coffee house?
So it's the first of its kind.
All right.
Think of your barista also being your local real estate agents and experts and financial literacy coaches and things like that. So, it's not been done before. I've been in real estate for a long time. I say all my life because my dad has been a broker all my life. So, you know, when your dad's a broker, you're like at the open houses, at the showing, sitting in the
closing
car.
Closing deals,
yeah. Shuffling paperwork. So, but I got licensed in 2015, and when I did, I had this idea, like, I should start a coffee shop that's also, like, the real estate office, because I would work out of coffee shops all the time and, like, try to network or meet people or just be inspired in the spaces.
Yeah.
And early this year, I had an opportunity come to me to open a shop in Minneapolis, and I was like, you know, you have an idea, but you're like, I don't know. And then my friend who sent me the opportunity dropped the location for it, and I was like, wait a second. And it's in George Floyd Square, what is now called George Floyd Square, but it's 38th in Chicago, right across the street from the memorial space, which is also now like a heavy tourist sort of space in Minnesota.
And
what started off as just like a simple business concept has transformed into an entire like life mission for me. So
wow. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's just getting underway, and then you guys have how long have y'all had an Airbnb or Airbnbs plural, obviously?
A year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
Year and a half.
Okay, so y'all got started during the pandemic.
right after
all right, yeah. So started open. All right, so yeah, y'all are where are you guys are based out of New York City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So where are the Airbnbs?
So
Brooklyn.
Yeah, they're in Brooklyn. The ones that we have now are in Brooklyn. I had one in Harlem as well that I just released. It was actually a short-term lease.
Gotcha. Now, so, aren't there kind of, you know, dicey laws you kind of got to work around in New York City?
People ask us that all the time. And the best way to respond to that is it's New York City. Yep. There's a lot going on.
All right.
A lot. Yeah. I mean, you walk down the street and there's shit going on that shouldn't be going on. Right. So
you kind of just get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my first Airbnb was out of my apartment complex here in town in Camden Vantage. And like I'm a lawyer. The way I read the lease was that was fine, but you know, they disagreed.
Reasonably, right. Of course.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, New York's more so like
they don't even
especially
notice.
In Brooklyn. Like, no. If you pay the bill,
if you pay the rent.
Yeah, and we do rental arbitrage, so it's all about just paying the rent and taking care of the property and being respectful, and you're good
as long as your neighbors don't complain.
And they don't. They know where they're at. They know the vibes.
Yeah. All right. So you made good with your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Smart. So for me personally, I look into new construction buildings because new construction usually brings younger tenants.
Yeah.
Who do their own thing, you know? So noise volume doesn't matter.
Not a problem. Yeah.
So it's a little easier to get away with it as far as that's concerned.
All right. And so you guys have been doing the Airbnb for how long? Wait. Not to get back into y'all's interesting relationship.
It's kind of intertwined, honestly.
Okay.
I'll tell that part.
All okay. right. Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Right.
You don't want to forget a date or something.
Right. So we used to be together and we lived together and we had this idea to move and get a bigger apartment and then keep the apartment we had for Airbnb. It was just, you know, a thought.
Yeah.
And then when we broke up, I actually ended up executing on it. It really became like a necessity because I needed to supplement my income because now I don't have to share rent and expenses with a boyfriend. So I actually jumped into it because I went on a trip, a girl's trip to California, which was a horrible girl's trip. anyhow, and I was like, oh, I got to make this money back from this trip. And I had already committed to it. And so I was like, fuck it, I'll just put the Airbnb up and did it. And like within the hour of putting it up,
cha-ching.
Yeah, booked. Yeah. And I had no idea how it worked. So it was all just like jumping in the deep end. Like, and mind you, I still lived there. So I had to like
put all your shit in the closet.
Yep, I put all my shit in the closet, crossed my fingers. I didn't even have time to go get a lock for the door. So I just ended up, you know, I put a sign like a marker, like, please don't open this door, you know, and put that on the closet door and just crossed my fingers and came back from my trip. It was like a week long trip. And
so this was while you were gone. You're trying to.
Yeah. I was like, I can't just. That was my here first. Spending money and not making it back. Like, and I had already committed to the trip. So I'm like, I got to do something. And, you know, I'm a single mom. I know how to hustle and how to like take certain risks. So I just jumped in and was like, fuck it, let's try this. So and
plus your Airbnb's kid friendly. It's got, you know, probably a
no, my kids, she's a teenager.
Okay.
But the
it's
thing
got a
is
crib. No. All right.
Yeah, the thing is though, the flight from New York to LA is 5 hours. I was going to LA and there's no signal on the flight. Like, I didn't set up the pre-Wi-Fi thing, so I had no way to contact the guests to like make all the clarifications because I was new to it.
It was
a nightmare in itself, just dealing with the anxiety of like, I hope this is gonna be okay. And I don't have a lot of family and friends in New York. The ones that were there were on the trip with me, so
split. So
she hasn't come crawling back yet,
and he was nowhere around, and I was like, shit, if something happens, I just don't know.
Right.
But
I was assuming that's where you came back in the picture, but maybe,
not quite yet.
Not yet. It was after, actually, because after the split, I went and got my own apartment.
This is a good idea.
Right. Yeah. Let me go. And when I got my apartment for me and my two kids, right? And then I tried thinking about the Airbnb because that's what we did. And then I tried to put it together and try to make it perfect and, you know, and I thought about what she would have said in my head, like, just put it out there. So I end up doing that.
Just do it.
Just do it, right? And I tried to beat the July 4th booking so I can get that money.
Yeah, that premium.
Yeah, and I didn't. And I end up doing it. I end up doing it the week after. And the minute I put it up there, same situation. It's been booked ever since.
Yeah.
Nice.
New York's lit for it.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of that in Georgia, probably not the same as New York, but just because we were like the most open.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You mean during COVID.
During the pandemic and stuff like that. Yeah. And also, you know, our Airbnbs are in prime areas.
Yeah.
You know, hers is in Best-Buy, mine is in Crown Heights. So these are areas that people visit to no matter the season, day, time, doesn't matter.
It's New York. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know.
So you got, so now it's super lucrative. You guys both have your own Airbnbs that are starting, you know. So wait, did anything happen with the, you're able to pull your first one off?
It was, the only thing that happened was just anxiety. Yeah, right? And I got paid. And
the first one's the scariest, isn't it?
It was the absolute scariest.
Especially because, like, you know, it's your shit, and then you didn't even lock your own stuff.
Didn't lock it up. Yeah. I got my Oculus in there, my second laptop, and tried to bury it under things. And, you know, but once I got back and I seen everything was in perfect condition, I was like, yo, I just got the cheat code.
That's it.
So I was like, I don't need a man.
Well, that pushed y'all further away.
Yeah, exactly.
Start this cash flow.
Right, so. Right. And then I think I spent the rest of that summer, like, hopping back and forth. I would stay at my friend's on the weekend and Airbnb it. And I would sleep on her sofa, Airbnb on the weekend. And then.
Now, are you guys texting each other yet? Maybe, like, when you need a place to rent?
At that point?
Yeah.
No.
No, we were still ghosting each other.
No.
There was actually one time early on when I had a guest. This is part of a horror situation.
This is definitely a horror story.
Do you want to just get into the horror story?
We can get into that one.
Let's do that.
Yeah. This would be, like, maybe my first scary experience and where I was like, I'm really doubting this. And I was at my friend's, you know, there for the weekend. And no, actually, it was a Monday, which was weird. I was already there for the weekend and I was getting ready to go back home, but then had a booking for like a Monday and I forgot to block it off or something. And I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'll accept it. One more night won't hurt. And I'm like, it's Monday. Like, it's probably just a business person or whatever coming in. And everything went smoothly. They checked in and then like maybe around midnight Monday, you know, I'm asleep and I wake up to my neighbors upstairs because it's in a brownstone and there's neighbors that are upstairs. They're super cool. But they were like calling. They were Instagramming me because they didn't have my number, right. Like trying to get a hold of me because the guest was smoking weed in the hallway and up the stairs leading up to.
There's no door.
It's like one of those open sort of hallway brownstone situations.
Okay.
You have to kind of know to know. But anyhow, they ended up lingering upstairs, opening doors upstairs, like intruding into my neighbor's apartment. And so they were freaking out, trying to get a hold of me. But he was more friendly with the neighbors than I was when we lived together there. So they ended up reaching out to him.
Yeah.
And then we ended up, like, connecting. But he was an asshole at the time.
Oh, Disney. Disney's neighbors are okay.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And they, he was like.
They text me. And I was like.
Being an asshole. Ooh.
Not my problem. Got to figure this out.
And so it seemed harmless.
You didn't use
first.
It as an opportunity to rekindle the flame?
Nah, I did.
I'll never forget.
Never. She'll never let me forget it either.
Yeah, so it was like just basic at that point. Like, okay, I gotta chill this out. So I text the guy, messaging him, calling him. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? And I'm like, listen, bro, I know what you're doing. And at this point, I know he's just some young kid, like, probably barely able to drink, you know, but you don't really know this when you're vetting them before you accept the booking.
Yeah.
So
before they used to have pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
Now
you don't know who it is, what they look like. All you know is where they're from and whatever they put in their bio. So I was like, just listen, like it's Monday and there are neighbors upstairs. Like, this is not okay. So he was like, all right, cool. We'll keep it down, whatever. And what did they reach back out to you again? Because it was starting to get bad.
They kept texting me, and then she reached out to me as well.
Yeah,
because and then she didn't know what to do.
Yeah, because I'm like, the friend that I was staying
you're
with.
Like, oh, you have an issue with your Airbnb, huh?
Right,
yeah,
right.
I'm aware.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The friend I was staying with, she didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
She's like, call Darrell, like, and I'm like, ugh. So I'm like, please help. Like, I don't know, because it's a man and I'm a woman and I'm like, what do I do? Like, I don't know what kind of party this is. I don't know anything. I just know, and I'm new to Brooklyn. Like, I'm not born and raised there. So.
What about you?
No, I'm born and raised in
Brooklyn. Born and raised there. So he ends up, like, I think you just left me on red and he was, ooh. So
she's like shooting out messages.
Like,
I need help. I need help.
Help now. It's an emergency.
And she was asking for help, but I was like.
I think he thought that it wasn't that serious.
Right.
You know, like, oh, this her way back, trying to get back in. No.
Which is what I thought. I'm not going to hold you. Anyway. But I was in the bed. I was sitting there reading the messages and watching TV.
Okay, not with another woman.
No. I was actually by myself. But I'm sitting there. I'm like, hope she figures this out.
Okay, you know? At least you're hoping that things went
right, well. Right, because I wanted to help, but at the same time, like, nah, this is her way of trying to, you know. But then when the neighbor actually reached out to me, I'm like, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? Kind of just left it in limbo. So then she ends up telling me that she's going to go to the cops and all this other stuff to help.
Because like, it was either I find a man to help or I go get one at the police station. So I ended up having to do that. I had to go to the police station. And
even when she said that, I didn't believe her.
Asshole.
So like, she ended up sending me a picture of herself in the precinct.
Like
a selfie. See? Like I'm here.
We get it. You look pretty. Did you make it? Right.
I ended up going to the precinct and they were, so, I mean, I'm from Minneapolis and, you know, as many incidents as that has went viral with police there, being born and raised there, it's a very real reality to just know that they're the most unreliable resource you could have as a Black person needing help. Yeah. Especially if it's not an emergency, right? Like, it's my emergency, but if they don't see it that way, they're like, whatever. So I basically had that experience. So
I've struck out a lot as a white guy with them just being unhelpful. So
oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I could imagine, like, that's a whole nother conversation, right. But...
Well, my point is, it's got to be,
yeah. Yeah, right. It's even, yeah, so imagine, you know, I'm like... they're asking for help to get people out of my apartment. And they're like, what's going on with the apartment? Like, are they invading it? I'm like, no, they're guests as Airbnb, you know? And they're like, oh, so you gave them permission?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, but not to do this. And they're invading, like, the neighbor's apartments. They're like, well, then you should have not gave them permission to be, like, there's nothing we can do. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I need someone to escort me. So at this point, I was just...
Is weed legal at this point in New York City? Not.
That's a good question.
I don't even know.
I mean, when was it ever not?
Right. I don't think so.
I think it was in the start of the year. I think it was past last, like, May, and then the start of this year is when it happened. When was this?
So this is 21.
Okay.
This is 20. 21.
This is 21.
Probably... On the path to being legal. But again, New York City apparently doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe that's why the cops are like, and they're not doing anything illegal. But
No, they're not showing up. Unless there's some gunfire or something like that. They're not showing up.
And I've never obviously been in a situation where I needed the police in the time that I've lived in New York. So it was just like, I don't know. It was very stressful. Obviously, you can smell the weed and you can, they fucked the furniture up. Like, I had to replace a lot of furniture from that. And again, this is my furniture. So that was a mess. But then the cops were like very agitated that I wasted their time. Right. They were so agitated. Like, it became now a situation of them just being annoyed and me needing help and, you know, maybe them supporting me with the guests to now I'm like the problem.
Yeah.
So, like, all the attention was to me, and then it was like we had this whole combative argument. I'm arguing with the police in my apartment because they're like, if you don't know what you're doing, maybe you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be giving people permission.
Thanks for your advice, officer.
Yeah, they just basically made it seem like it was my fault. And
they didn't try to get you for, like, false police report or anything like that.
No, but it was scary in the sense of being in a private space like that, and you got... these white cops with their hands on their hip, you know, on their holster, and they're agitated. Like, that's the scariest space to be in as a Black woman. Like, I don't, you know, and then also I'm also a Black woman. So you're not going to tell me I'm wasting your time when I'm doing what it is. I'm calling on you for what it is that you signed up to do. You're a fucking police officer. Like, everything isn't, like, I don't know, that kind of crime, but I still needed your support on this. So anyway, it ended up being okay or whatever. And then the guest contacted me like 2 weeks later, like, hey, I left my speaker there. I'm like, if you don't fuck off, like, like, the audacity of it. I'm
did
like,
they ever come back? So they were gone, like,
they fled. And I think some of them, like, were jumping out the window or something, because all the windows and the screens were
They probably wait until the last second to flee, right. And then yeah. see you roll up and like,
yeah. Right. yeah, so it was.
Yeah, in Bed-Stuy too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that was like, that was horrible as a first time, like first few months being into it and doing it on my own. So it changed the whole trajectory of how I like vet guests and manage the space ever since then. Just knowing that I was on my own doing this thing and I have to go back home.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So when did you come? So you, she proves that there was a run-in with the police and these shitty guests. How's your Airbnb going at this point?
At this point,
you hadn't started yet.
I didn't even think I started yet.
Just still inspired.
Yeah, because I was at home. So didn't have when this all happened, I was still here. And I was like, ah. But then when I started getting ready for it, I didn't have that kind of story at the beginning. You know, it ended up a few days later, or a few bookings later, if you may. So it was like, all right. So when I started, I think the first few guests was okay, right? I had one guest lose my key, and that's when I started trying to charge people $250. Don't lose my key.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's one of those master keys. It's not one of those that I can go and get another copy. So ever since then, I'm like, all right, fine. That's fine. But I had a guest that gave me this long speech in the messages saying, oh, I'm an anthropology major person and, student, all of this stuff. And we're like, okay. Now, at this point, me and her are talking.
Yeah, we're...
Okay. Well, right? What led to that?
I don't know. Like, a few conversations and, hey, what you doing?
All right. Finally took the walls down.
Hey, I miss you type deal. And what's crazy is she came over to the apartment and was like, oh, so this is what you're doing. Oh, so it was a duplex apartment.
So you can rent one and hop in the other?
No, it's duplex, a duplex meaning two floors.
In New York City, a duplex is a two-floor apartment.
Yeah, a two-floor apartment. And it had the roof deck. I was on the top floor. It's on the roof. You got the roof view. You can see New York City, well, like Manhattan.
Yeah, nice.
Things like that. And there's actually two balconies. So it's one on the first floor and then the roof as well. So I'm spending all this time that we're not talking. I'm upstairs on the roof building tables, and the table is still there now because I put this table together and just so happened to be a space for the Airbnb guests to sit down.
Yeah.
So instead of me buying furniture, I went to Home Depot and got some wood.
Hell
and
yeah.
A table.
You found out this, probably like, damn, that's sexy. Build facts.
I was like, right. You built this?
Right. and I posted it on Instagram too. So
that's when
I wasn't doing it for anything just because I was just doing it for myself.
Yeah.
But then when she comes to the apartment, she was like, oh, so now you can do all of this stuff this and that.
What happened to us?
Right.
Our plans.
Right. So then we get back into it or whatever the case is. And we're talking now, but at this point, now it's ready to like, I want to do my own Airbnb. But back to the story, the guy sent me a message saying he's an anthropology student. And no, he didn't say anthropology. He said anthology. And in my head, I'm like, what does this mean? So we Googled it and we was like, this doesn't even sound right.
Yeah, just making anthologies just making stuff, of things.
Right. So I ended up saying okay to the booking because he only needed it for, was it a night or two? It might have been either one or two nights. I think it was two nights, right?
Usually when I get a really long intro, I'm like, well, they're extra, but like they're it doesn't come off as a red flag to me because I'm like, they're actually really taking this seriously and like introducing themselves.
Yeah.
So that's probably part of the reason why I even okayed it. But at the same time, I'm like, he's giving me a little bit too much detail. And in New York City,
people don't do that.
When you over-explain.
Yeah, that's the sound of a lie.
It's like, I don't know. But I let it go. He books it. And he gives me this whole like, oh, we're shooting a documentary on this. I forgot what it was, right? We ended up going out that night and we're like deep in Long Island. And it's about an hour drive, 45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic, things like that. And it's like, midnight at this point. We're out in Long Island, we're smoking hookah, dancing, it's by the boardwalk type deal. And I look at my phone and I got text messages from my landlord, and I'm like, oh God, let me go.
Yeah.
And I go, I text back, hey, what's going on? And I called him, and he asked me, he said, you doing something in the apartment? And I said, no, why, what's up? And he goes, there's water on the apartment under you, on the third floor, right up under me. And I'm like, no, we're shooting a music video or something. And he goes, does it involve flooding the floor with water? And I said, no. Probably the toilet or something like that. I said, I'll give you a call back. I said, I'm downstairs. I'm in the street. I said, let me run upstairs. I'm not in the apartment. Let me run upstairs. And he says, okay, call me back. So I'm calling the guest.
Yeah.
The guy that booked it never picked up the phone. He wasn't even there.
Do you do remote check-in at this point? How are you doing your check-in? Have you met, you haven't met my, this guy?
So
you got a private manager?
So no, I do it myself, right? But that's why I go back to, I don't know if we said this on camera or whatever, but when I said new construction,
yeah,
the new construction buildings, they have their own codes to get in the front door.
Right, right.
Right? So I give them that, and then, should I say this? I don't know. I leave a key on the inside, right?
So the door,
yeah, I leave it unlocked. And then there's a key on the counter for them.
Gotcha.
Right? So he has the key, and they have the code to the front door. So they have everything they need, yeah. Right? So I'm like, okay, cool. And it's one of those buildings where you don't really want to alter the locks for the apartment itself. You know what I mean? Because at this point, I'm still not even sure if I can actually do this thing.
Yeah.
You know?
One random tip that I did when I was kind of doing it on the slide was, like, a lot of these smart locks, they just go on the backside. I think the August one does that, so it controls the deadbolt. And so you give them that, you just leave the bottom lock unlocked. Don't even give them that key.
Uh-huh.
Use them smart lock the whole time, and then they just control it with the deadbolt. And so no one on the outside knows that you have a smart lock on the inside.
Right. Trey should have probably told me about that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's had like hundreds of them. Our producers right. or dozens or something, a shit ton of Airbnbs.
Right.
I've had it as like side income on the side just for the past few years.
Right, right.
Anyway, so don't listen to me. But
no, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that. But I call him, and he's not picking up the phone.
Yeah, never right? heard from
him. Haven't heard from him. And then when he finally picks up the phone, he calls me back and he goes, oh, I'm not upstairs. He gives me a number to somebody else. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So he gives me a number to his assistant. I call the assistant and she's like, oh, the toilet flooded. So I'm like, how the hell did the toilet flood? What are y'all doing? Right? We're nervous because I go back and I tell her, listen, we got to get out of here. Like, it's an hour drive back to Brooklyn. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know how serious this is or anything. We get back to Brooklyn. We go.
Any contact in the any new details on your hour trek back?
No.
So just in the dark.
It's just, in the dark, like
it's
what?
Just the toilet flooded, and we're trying to fix it.
And landlord, you stalling?
Right, because I told him I'll call him back because I said I'll fix it. Whatever yeah. it was, I'll fix it. Right, and I told him I was outside in the street, so.
You still got a little bit of time you could be conceivably, you know.
Right, you know, yeah. fixing the problem. So I didn't call him back until later, right? But by the time we got back, we go upstairs and there's people scattered all over the place. The person that actually rented the Airbnb is still nowhere to be found. This anthology student that's directing this entire thing. We still don't know what it is, right? We get upstairs and there's red cups all over the place. And it's like, what the hell is, you know, what's going on? We look in the bathroom. By the time we got upstairs, the assistant met us and said, well, we tried to fix it, but it won't go down all the way, whatever the case is. The other thing about this new construction is.
Other than the pipes should be fucking working.
They should, but they put cheap, you know, materials.
Yeah.
So the toilet is slow flushing, right? Or slow refill. So when you throw tissue in there, you got to wait for it to fill back up. That's why it started to flood.
Yeah.
That's a sign that needs to be put up. So now it's, you know,
yeah.
that's Learning a mental as you note.
Go. Right. Yes.
They still won't listen, some of them.
But. Right. That's a mental note. And I'm like, all right, fine, cool. But we had to clean up the bathroom. And I didn't have the right plunger. So I had a sink plunger
instead of a toilet plunger. Because someone threw up in it.
So somebody
and it was thrown
right.
all over the bathroom.
Everywhere. So we had to like clean it up, get some gloves. I ran to the corner store because it's New York. Corner stores are open. I go there, get some like materials. I try to find another plunger. We take all the stuff and throw it in the tub. and they try to unplunge this damn toilet.
And all the party people are just sitting there watching.
And they're watching. They're just, and I'm like,
drunk, like, oh.
This is like crazy. So I'm like, yo, this is stupid, right?
But
this
have is you seen any cameras? Are they filming anything?
No.
At this point, no.
So they had all of the equipment in a room. So okay. I saw them when they first came in.
Legitimize themselves.
Yeah, and they had like cases of soda and, you know, pizza boxes. So this is like a whole film situation. So I'm like, all right, fine. But then when we get there, nobody's helping. And they're also trying to figure out what to say to me. Right? And I'm like, well, what the hell happened? Nobody knows what happened because everybody was here and then everybody left. Turns out that the reason somebody threw up is obviously because you notice the red cups all over the place, right? And they're drinking. So when we got there, we go upstairs and I crack my door open. And there's a stripper on my table. And they're having this party in here. So as I'm looking at this.
We walked in, we seen dollar bills.
And that's not for camera? They're not filming that? That sounds like a music video or something.
It sounds
like,
right. Because again, going back to the message, he said anthology. And when we looked up anthology, I'm like, this has nothing to do with this stripper standing on my table. And you see the money on the floor, on, you know, getting caught in the door, you know, jam up there.
In the chandelier.
It's like everywhere. Everywhere. Now, at the very beginning, when these people showed up, I'm friendly. So, hey, what's your social media? I'm getting your social media here and there.
Okay, so you did the in-person check-in.
Yeah.
Okay.
At that time. Yeah. Only because I was still there.
Right.
Right? So, when I meet these people, I take, you know, a few social media accounts because they're looking at me like, hey, you got more Airbnbs? In my head,
exactly.
I'm like, yeah, you know.
Right. And also, I always found, this is a story they end up fucking your shit up, but usually you can rely on that rapport and then not fuck your stuff.
Yeah. Right. So, as I'm doing this, I look at their live or their stories, and I still have them recorded. I screen recorded it. I can
pull
it up right now.
Right? You want to, you can.
Right?
We can drop it in the episode.
I will.
All right.
Yeah. So you see it. It's crazy, right? And then in the story, you see the stripper on the table.
You see how it happened.
You see exactly how all this happened. All the liquor, all the drinks.
It was a house party.
It's a whole heap of people in this apartment, upstairs, downstairs, and I'm like, you see the money, everything.
Yeah, because the stairs are open. It's like loft style stairs.
Okay.
So they're on the top of the stairs, like
throwing money.
Money,
and that's the
and
view
she's
I
on
got.
The table.
So the view that I got from the story is he's on the step and angling it down, and you see the entire apartment. Right. Turns out that the guy that directed this entire thing, he comes back after it's all said and done, and he's like apologizing. And I'm like, you didn't tell me you were doing all this.
Yeah.
You know? So it ended up turning up okay. I think it was one night, actually, because the very next day, we came back after we unplugged the toilet. We was like, listen, you know.
Do better,
right? Like, fix it, whatever it is.
How many bathrooms is your Airbnb?
One.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
It was, right. So here's the other thing, too. In New York, they chop up spaces.
Yeah.
They advertise this apartment as a 3-bedroom apartment.
But like one's like a loft type situation.
Yeah,
right. So
exactly.
It's a loft. And then you have one bedroom and one that has double doors, which looks like an office.
Okay.
You know, where you can see through, but not really see through.
Yeah.
Those are, I don't know what you call those windows, but those doors. But anyway, and then you have the loft situation. So technically, it's like a 1-bedroom with an office space and a loft.
Gotcha.
Right? So all this happens, and the very next day, he cleans it up. We walk back in, and you don't see a speck.
Oh, so you threw in the towel, like, fuck it.
Yeah, because we left. We were like, listen, the problem was fixed. The toilet was fixed. That was the issue.
Yeah.
And I went and knocked on the third floor apartment, and I said, hey, do you see any more water or whatever the case is? She was like, no. And I kind of just kept it moving. We left, came back the next day. It was spotless, except for like a dollar bill was still stuck in
there. Yeah.
Tip.
They were like random little dollars.
And then turns out that, obviously the money was fake.
Yeah, I was just saying, we had a music video a couple times at my Airbnb I had in Atlanta, had this like party Airbnb. And then my I had a guy, so it was had a basement that could separate into an additional unit. It had its own kitchenette and bathroom, and I had it set up like kind of like hotel style with two full beds. And so like if I needed to go down there and crash, I could. I could run out the whole thing, and I had a guy kind of manage the Airbnb for me, living in the basement. And he, on his way to work the next morning, found like $300.
Oh,
and when
God.
He found out that was not real $300, he was
right. You get a little mad, right? You're like, damn it, you know. But yeah, it was fake money, so.
I think that same guest who had the police outside, and we didn't know why the police were outside. We were like,
that.
Oh, shit, why are the police here? And it turned out that they hired the police.
That also happened at Airbnb or at a music video. They like I was we were given like a tour of the house, and I'm like smoking a CBD blunt, we'll call it, with the guy. And then all of a sudden I walk out like the front porch. I have like a wraparound porch. And then I see a police officer. I'm like, oh, you know, and he's like, yeah, he's ours. He's ours.
Right.
Yeah.
Excuse me. The same thing actually happened. I forgot about the cops outside, but it was part of the project.
Yeah.
Because it was a fighting scene outside.
It was a shooting scene.
No, it wasn't. They were jumping him.
I thought there was like a gun in the video.
Yeah, that was so. She's ahead
maybe
of it.
All right. Yeah. Sorry.
So she's
foreshadowing.
Ahead of it, right. Because I just showed you that part. Right.
Yeah.
So what happened was, it was a jump scene, and in the middle of it, you don't know what this is. I still don't know what this anthology series is. Right. I don't know. What
you
this
never
is.
Got a copy of the final.
This was after, which is what she's speaking of.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And it happened months later. Like, they sent me the clip months later. You know, I forgot about it, and I wanted to ask, but if it's not done, it's not done.
Yeah.
Right? The scene when we were there was a jump scene, which is why the cops were there, to make sure that they let the neighbors know that this is not real.
Okay.
Not to call the cops for real.
Yeah.
You know? But then that's when...
Not that they would have done anything.
Not that they would have done anything, right? But... But, you know, so after that, that's when I spoke to the director. And that's when he told me that the assistant that he hired that day. I'm like, you left her in charge and you hired her that day? Like this. And
yeah, she was no help
at all. She barely spoke English. And I'm like, this is the person I'm supposed to be in contact with about a flooding toilet. And you're nowhere to be found. So we kind of like hashed it out with him, like, you got to do better. Like, if this is your name, you know what I mean? Sort of thing. So anyway, like I said, they left the Airbnb spotless the very next day. So I wasn't too mad after
that. Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for a little leak, you would have never known.
Right.
Yeah.
Ironically, my last name is Leak. So, yeah. So there's that. But yeah.
Do you have the footage?
I do have the footage.
Let's see it. That was a little stub of a stripper pole.
Yeah, I think that's light. I don't think that's a stripper pole.
Oh, okay.
That's the table that she was standing on, that, right? And this is the scene.
Oh, wow.
I don't think there's sound to this one. Because I was.
That's hilarious. I mean, I'm sorry for your
belongings. Right, right.
And for a little there, you're probably thinking you're going to come home to... Who knows what?
Right.
And that I'm sure that bed seemed real clean afterwards too.
Right. Listen, we've had some issues with that.
Oh man.
My first guest at the big party house, not my first or second, they had a sex party. And I just had to like, I was like, all right, well, too late to change now.
Right, it's too late to change to that now.
Yeah, I had a clean up after an orgy once. It was wild.
A lot of handprints everywhere.
A lot of oil and handprints just everywhere. Yeah. Like, what were y'all doing? Why is there a whole back print on this mirror that's that high up? Who's back?
Right.
Impressive.
Whose back is on this mirror?
Where are the mirrors in this scenario? Yeah.
And this one was like on I guess that was on a vanity.
Yeah.
But it wasn't attached to the vanity.
It
wasn't. So
it's not attached to it. So maybe they moved it.
Oh, maybe because
they probably moved
get a good angle.
The and they probably put it back and
but
didn't
why,
clear.
Why is your back, your oily back print, like clear as day?
Oh, from getting railed on it.
Right.
But why?
Right.
Why it's, the mirror,
listen,
though? Like,
why the mirror?
That seems dangerous, too.
It does.
It's happened in hers. It's happened in mine. You know, I've seen 4 handprints on my black wall.
Like,
you know?
Oh, I know what's happening right
I know
here.
Exactly. And what's crazy is it's in front of a couch. You're like, this couch is here. This wall is black. and there's like four handprints right here.
Spur of the moment, man.
And I'm like, and I come back to clean this, and I'm like, I gotta send a video. Like, I gotta take this video, because what is going on at Airbnbs? You know, I guess I'm a little shocked by it, because I don't treat an Airbnb or a hotel like that.
Well, that's,
you know what I mean?
Ideally, most people are like that, and that's why people think your shit's fine.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah. Right. You know, you have your wax all over the place that you got to clean up afterwards. You know, Trey knows, like, you got wax all over the place. It's dried up now. How am I supposed to get this off? You know, it's on tile. You know, so it's a mess when you're a host.
It's part of the cost, though, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too. When they see that cleaning cost, they say, I'm not cleaning this up because I paid for cleaning.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
there's that negative part of it, too.
And, like, cleaning's crept up on me, too. Like, I charge $100 and I pay, like, $139 or something like that.
Mm. I charge $135 for my cleaning off rip.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of space off rip. I'm like, I'm not charging low because it's too much space to clean up. Like, I know what it looks like to clean this place.
I found that if you get too high, then they have unreasonable expectations on the cleanliness.
Yep, they do.
Like, which is true, too.
That's why you're just like, I'll eat the $35, so I'm not huge assholes about.
Right, right. Right. I've actually had guests get mad because of, oh, God. Remember the guest that was complaining about the paint?
The paint on the floor.
The paint on the floor.
It's like a little paint splatter, like right there over there. Like
right,
paint
because splatter. I painted it myself, but there's paint on the floor, and I was like, I'm not cleaning this up. So, especially because I'm Airbnb in it, right?
Yeah.
Nobody in the history has complained about paint on the floor. And it's not, it's specs. It's nothing too crazy. And this guest who was from, I don't know, overseas, somewhere.
It's always the foreign guests.
The foreigners.
Have the outrageous demands. You're like, what is life like where you're from? You're in New York City. Did you not Google like Bed-Stuy or?
Yeah, Crown Heights, anything. You notice there's going to be a rat that crosses. That crosses your
you
foot
know,
in a
you
minute,
leave.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, that guest actually complained about the size of my glasses, my glasses, because I have mason jars.
Yeah.
So the glass opening is too big for their kid. So she complained about that. She complained about the paint on the floor. Her husband claimed to be this, like,
they couldn't figure out the shower.
They couldn't
figure
out the
days.
Shower. And he claims that he was like some, like,
Shower engineer.
I guess they've had a new technology that he's not aware of.
Right. And I'm like, have you not seen?
I mean, is it just twist or it's down? Like, there's not a lot of options.
Just twist. It's just
one is for hot, one is for cold. But they're like two knobs back to back.
Maybe his metric system just was run off. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But it's like stuff like that gets under the skin because it's like if you wanted all of this, then you probably should have just went to a hotel.
I find that boomers kind of suck often as guests because they are expecting a hotel because they grew up on that.
Right. I've had some, and here's the other thing too. Mine is a 4-floor walk up. Right.
The stairs should scare some of them off.
Right. On top of,
but you don't want them too young either.
Yeah.
Right. And then on top of having stairs inside the apartment, so if you technically want it, it's like 5 floors. Right.
Yeah.
So I've had seniors come to the place and they loved it. And I told him, it's a 4-floor walk. And she's like, no, we're good. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, it worked. You know, so as far as the rest of, like, story-wise, I think those were the most crazy. I had somebody put a hole in my wall, and she blamed it on her autistic son. I don't think the son was autistic, though, because she said that he punched the wall. And it's more like a slash. So I'm not sure how that.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Yeah.
Did you charge her for it and all that fun
of
stuff?
Course. I charged her $250 for that hole. And it took me.
Hey,
actually, I think.
Plus,
the hole,
you're doing all the maintenance now, so that's
all the maintenance.
Profit.
Here's the other key. I didn't even. That hole is still sitting there.
Oh, didn't even fix the hole.
Let me fix the hole.
I had that with.
I hope she's not listening because I didn't fix the hole.
I had that with. They fucked up my floors. Like, it was a party and they, like, you know, burn marks all over my floors. And I got a quote for, like, $10,000 to fix because you got to sand the whole thing.
Yeah,
and
floors are expensive.
Yeah, but I was like, nope. those burns are staying right there. Yeah.
Oh,
thanks for $10,000 though.
Recently, so here's the kicker, right? Recently, and this is we're in Halloween now, right?
Yeah.
This person last week, was it last week? A week and a half ago?
I don't know.
The boxes. Oh. This was like a week and a half ago. And I get in there And this was a one-nighter. So here's the thing. I don't do one-nighters.
I was going to say, that's a pattern, and that's something that I've learned, too.
Yeah. Right. I don't do one-nighters. Like, especially
just one time. Just try it out.
Listening to her. I always had a minimum of two.
Because your first one-nighter went so well.
Yeah.
Right.
But now I do right. one-nighters all the time. It's the best thing ever.
Right.
But I have a very...
That's not what you like hearing your ex say. Right?
Yeah. For it's the best thing ever. So for her space, it actually works out. Right, yeah. Because it's a one bedroom. It's almost, I want to say railroad apartment, but it's a brownstone. It has, you know, sliding doors, stuff like that. It actually works out. When you have a duplex, two floor apartment, one-nighters are...
You know, it's a party.
It's a whole party situation going on. Yeah. And I probably should have taken that into consideration with the anthology guy, right?
Yeah.
But then she says, drop it to one night. And I do it to fill in the rest of my days.
Yeah, like a gap.
Yeah,
because if I open up my next month, I could do it right now. And then by the time I get back to my Airbnb later on tonight, I'll have at least three bookings for this particular space.
Oh, yeah.
Like week-long
bookings. Yeah, and they're staying there for a while, yeah. Right? So I got to, like, you know, 1 or 2 days just
sprinkling into the middle. You're after that 100% occupancy, though. You're
right. You know, so I drop it down to a minimum one night. This person books the damn Airbnb, and I look at the picture. I sent the picture to my group chat, right? Like, ugh. But I look at it. I'm like, she can't do no damage. Man, listen.
She's like an old black woman. She just chill.
And I go to clean it, and there's boxes everywhere. Garbage everywhere. I'm talking about no sight of trying to clean up. Right,
not bothering with trash cans
at all. All of her Amazon boxes, she has all her labels, everything. So I'm taking pictures, I'm taking video, I'm sending it to the group chat. I send it to her, right? And she goes, "I got something for her." She made a whole reel because she said, "What's the address on the label?"
I didn't post it though.
She didn't post. She didn't post it, but she has it, right? She's at the office, and she takes a video of her writing a note, folding it, putting it in an envelope, and mailing it to this person with no return stamp, with no return postage, return address.
What'd you write?
Well, he was like, I'm so
pissed. In my video, right, I'm discussing, I'm like, this old dusty ass, like, why would you leave my place like this? And it's a one-nighter. Right. Yeah. And then I go look at the profile picture on Airbnb. I'm like, why did you leave? So the note says dusty ass. Right.
Just two words. I was like,
two words. Blank piece of paper.
She'll I think know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because
there's no way. She's probably shedding dust everywhere.
Maybe.
Open
right?
up boxes.
So my Airbnb is in Brooklyn and she was in Manhattan. So if you look at the postage, I'm sure it'll say New York, not Brooklyn.
She lived in
right?
the, oh, she lived in the Bronx.
And she lived in the Bronx.
Like, oh, dusty ass.
Well, that's also a right. little, you know, what are you doing here for one day when you live here? That's
another. Yeah. Right, yeah. right. You know,
I don't
so
take people that live in New
York. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall when she opened it, you know, like dusty ass. She probably thought she was getting like a invitation to a wedding or something. Who knows? But she opens it and it says dusty ass on it. Because, you know, that was reckless. One night, and she had a whole Halloween party. I had little spiders all over the place and cobwebs hanging from the stairwell.
Oh, so those are costume boxes, probably.
Right.
Yeah. It was prop a bunch, boxes.
So,
well,
it was a whole mess.
Oh, one nighter. That's what happened.
Right. So I immediately turned the minimum one night off.
Never again.
Never. I will never do that again. Especially for bigger spaces. So you definitely can't do that. I don't know who's listening as a host, but you can't do that. So...
Well, all right. Let me ask you guys a couple other random questions. All right. If you ever had to get locked up abroad, I'm asking it for Disney first. Where would you get locked up?
Nowhere. What?
You got caught. Now you got to pick a country.
Like,
Darrell, you can step in.
Like Brittany Griner locked up?
Well, if you choose Russia, then yeah, that's what I'm saying. You've seen how that plays out. I probably wouldn't choose that one.
Not stuck like Tom Hanks in the movie.
Oh yeah.
Terminal?
Well, I was thinking you're gonna go with Castaway when he was stuck in the island.
So stuck on the island is Castaway, and then Terminal is when he's stuck in the airport.
Yeah,
right?
I did. That's been a minute since I've seen that one.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Yeah,
because there's a difference. There's a spectrum.
Well, then that's why you get to choose. That was an open-ended question. Disney Princess has not done anything wrong.
I mean,
so
I don't. I'm trying to think of where they like black people and
right.
black women. Otherwise, maybe like China, because I could speak a little Mandarin.
That's pretty badass. Although,
hell no,
I would never choose China.
Right? Hell no.
Well, I would. It sounds, you know, authoritarian state. That sounds like a bad place to go to jail. But I have read that they're kind of, you know, they're Chinese government or economy's on a fast collapse. People are all afraid of them. So if that were to happen, then maybe in the collapse of the government, you could escape.
You could escape.
But that also sounds dangerous.
Right, or some El Chapo shit. I don't know, right? Underground.
I'm a risk taker. I don't know.
Nah. Listen, me?
I can't. Canada.
South Africa?
All right.
I'm going there. I'll talk my way out of it. Hey, you know what you can do in America? Like, let's talk. I got some people over there that can help you. Help me get out of here so I can help you. They might say okay, but any other country, I'm not picking no country.
I probably have to choose like Switzerland or something.
You can choose Switzerland.
Yeah, because they have like famously like peachy jails. I think I watched like a...
Oh, on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they cook, they clean, they do all types of stuff. They're living in hotels over there. Yeah. And it's a whole jail system.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. Or Iceland, maybe.
Something like, you know what I meant.
Somewhere.
One of those Scandinavian countries. All right. Well, all right. Where's y'all's opposite end of the spectrum? Dream vacation. Where are we going?
I'm going back to Dubai.
Yeah, we've talked about Dubai a lot. Yeah.
So you guys are on the same page now? You're back together going to Dubai?
Listen, I'll travel with her anywhere.
All right. So the second question that we always ask our guests, or we always do the same last four, is who would you take? So that you guys, I know we brought up some, you know, rough moments where you ignore me when the cops are at my house and all that shit, but you guys are still choosing each other. Glad to hear that.
Travel partner? It has to be one person?
Yeah.
I'm choosing her. She's actually pretty fun. Like, regardless of anything, she's definitely fun.
All right. So you're getting the invite. But Dizzy, are you choosing?
You don't have to.
Are you choosing Darrell?
You don't have to.
If I'm going to Dubai, I would choose Darrell.
All right. There you go.
So are you going to Dubai, though? That's the first question.
Honestly, I really want to go to Ghana.
Oh, yeah, Ghana.
All right. Does he get to come to Ghana?
I would take my kid.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you have two, so that's...
I got three.
Three, so you can't choose one, so that makes it easier to not take any of them.
I could choose. I can definitely choose. No.
All right, so you're off to back to Dubai,
right?
With your favorite child or her, we'll see.
Right,
and your luggage gets lost. What's one item we can rescue from that scenario?
The phone.
Phone.
Luggage.
You're on your way to Ghana. Luggage, bag, everything gets, you know, lost.
iPad.
iPad. Smart. Use those devices.
Yeah, because that's what they're there for.
Would you guys like to sign? You can do it separately or together. It's up to y'all. But would you like to sign our guest book?
Of course.
The Once Upon a B&B guest book. What's it going to say?
I have no idea. I'm just thinking about if it doesn't work out in the relationship, then maybe you can make good business partners.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking that it was going to go somewhere like in that direction. Yeah. I was like, come on. You guys are getting through.
Full circle moment.
Yeah.
Definitely full circle.
Love finds a way, mm-hmm. you know? All right. So. All right, so it'll say something like, give it to me. If a relationship, if he doesn't make a good business partner, he might make, or it doesn't
yeah,
get
yeah, there we go.
If like, he doesn't make a that. Good boyfriend, he might make a good business partner.
There we go.
All right. Well, guys.
Might.
Yeah.
Emphasis.
You gotta guilt trip him a little longer
first.
Yeah,
put that in caps, might.
All right. Well, you guys want to drop your socials and all that fun stuff?
Oh, I guess Instagram, Leakology, LEAK, which is my last name, ology, OLOGY.
Oh, you're another ologist. Okay. Yeah. That was a very stupid joke. All right, Disney, what about yours?
At Disney.inthecity.
Disney in the city. All right. And you guys have how many Airbnbs in New York?
Three.
Right. All right. Well, if you're in New York, hit them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Guys, that was another episode of my first and only, hopefully only, solo episode of Once Upon a B&B. Bring back Maha from Egypt. All right.
Would that have gone different if she was here?
Yeah, yeah. I should have asked way smarter questions.
That was your only?
Yeah, well. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for the props. I'd like to think so. All right, guys. Well, I'm your host, former guest Ian. Maha's not here. And Disney and Darrell. Yes. All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you.